I'm just holding myself with warmth as I feel that excitement in me to be able to answer all the questions. And they all seem so important. And this one seems particularly important for our NBC experience. In the world of relational neuroscience, what we see is that when there's an emotion in the body, the amygdala, a little brain area deep inside the brain, lights up. And it lights up, and that is part of our experience of being with our bodies and having experiences of anxiety or stomach aches or quickly beating hearts or tension. All of that's coming from messages coming from the body that have reached the amygdala, but which have not yet been fully received. So the experience that we have in nonviolent communication, where Jaya says to me, "Sarah, are you so excited that people are engaged? Is it like you're getting to dive into a pool with a bunch of playing children and everybody's playing and it's just so wonderful? Is your need for community and connection and shared excitement being met?" And my body goes, "Oh, yes. Absolutely." And my body calms, being accompanied. I have a sense of resonance. My body's message is coming up to my brain. And then the circuit of naming is being completed. And what we see in relational neuroscience is when the emotions that we have that are coming up into the amygdala get named, the amygdala calms. So it's like we get to get off the bus. I get to get off the bus of insane excitement, and I get to come back into relational connection. So this is what our nonviolent communication experience is doing for us. It's helping us name the buses and get off the buses. And all of us who are involved in NBC have this felt sense of like, oh yeah, my body relaxes when the feelings and needs are named. And Savvy writes, when you name it, you tame it. Exactly. And we see in neuroscience that the amygdala stops being so activated. Naming happens.